So far we've looked at several metaprograms, just to backtrack. Again, we always start with criteria. Motivation is, the question is, what will achieving these criteria get for you? And then people either answer with a towards or an away from. Who decides? And the question here is, how do you know you're doing a good job? Is it an internal sense, or is it feedback, or is it a mix? Then we talked about options versus procedures. The question here is, why did you choose your present job? Now, some of the meta programs have questions and some don't. And so I'm going over most ones with questions first. But there are a couple of others. One is, doesn't really have a question, but you observe it from the behavior you're getting. So, and it's called self-other. And what this has to do with is where you direct your attention. So attention direction. So with attention direction, how many of you, have you ever been at a grocery store and somebody's standing in the middle of the aisle and they're oblivious to the fact that they're in everybody's way?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. All the time, yeah. I think those are the ones that hang out in the supermarket, right? But so that would be somebody that was, they were attending to where they are and what their needs are, but not to somebody else. Sometimes in the workplace, you see people that are more directing their attention to themselves are ones who are, they have more flat affect. They're not connecting with other people nearly as much. Other people will be very responsive and have a big response to what, to other people. Have you ever walked by and you kind of nod to somebody and they nod back? You walk down the hall and you go, they go, and then you know you've made contact? And, but how many of you have done that? You walk down the hall, you see somebody you know, and you go, and they go. That's more like the self, their tensions with themselves. Often in workplaces, you should see these occupationally sort themselves out. People are going to be more, obviously more other. Self-reference people are going to often be people that work alone or you know, think of certain engineers or different kinds of places where you might be in your own world of things, but not so wanting to be connected with people. So one thing I can tell you is virtually everybody in this room is other. Probably wouldn't even be in a training like this if you weren't. So this is just, you respond to other people. Your attentions to others, usually. Now again, this is going to change by context. If you're really anxious about something, you ever felt really anxious about something and all your attention's going inside, not outside? Or you're worried about something, or you're trying to figure something out that's vital. So self and other.